This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theater and London's National Theater, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
Mondays. Sometimes they make you sigh like that. Sometimes they make you go,
I'm horny.
Sometimes they make you go,
I wish it was Tuesday.
But often they make you go,
oh yeah.
However they make you feel, there's one thing people say when they hear Tom and Frenchie have a new podcast. They say,
I'm going to squirt across this room. Welcome back to Tom and Frenchie. Another Monday, another fun day. We call them fun days.
Monday, Monday, squirt days. Yeah. Hope you guys are going good. How are you going, Tom?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm fucking stressed right now, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. I've had a stressful life.
And I like seeing you stressed once in a while.
It's all come down to the one day and now I'm stressed. So what we're going to do to start this podcast is Tom's going to come up with some ways to de-stress.
Okay, you're
going to help. If you've stressed in your life, which you often fucking are on a Monday, here's some things you can use.
Let's do some things from my American accent training.
No, let's not do that. That's not going to de-stress.
So this is one thing we do.
No.
We count to 20 by yawning. Okay, ready?
Okay.
One.
What?
Two. Come on, join me. Three. Got to do the arms.
Four.
This is going to go for a while.
Five. Do we do an American accent?
Okay.
Because I was doing a deaf voice.
That's good as well.
Six.
I'll do deaf voice. All right.
I do feel a bit distressed. Yeah, I'm getting to, I'm 20%.
All right, now you've got to go, this is called the three C's.
Okay.
I am confident.
I am confident.
I love a bit of confrontation.
I love a bit of confrontation.
Nice. I love a bit of, what's the other one? Confrontation.
Cornflakes, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. I love a bit of cornflakes.
And then you eat a bowl of cornflakes.
Where are you going?
I'm just fixing up the film. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, because it's not distracting when you get up like an old lady. And
but the audio listeners can't hear me get up, so you could just play along. It's called improvising.
No,
fuckhead.
No, it's not. It's called distractions. Learn how to improvise. Frenchie is all over the shop. Look at him. He's staring at the...
De-stressing exercises didn't work.
Yeah, well, you're the one adjusting the camera. Don't worry about it. I'm sure people can tilt their head a little bit.
It's a little bit tilty, I think.
All right, so we've got a situation in this podcast studio. There might be a ghost or someone's sending us a message. So we've got our little baker boy on our desk who we got from the podcast Christmas party, and he's basically a little man in a baker's outfit who jerks off his rather largely disproportionate penis in a big way. And we came in today to the office. And he had a knife between his legs.
A dinner knife?
A butter knife, yeah. And we didn't put it there.
We don't know if it was a threatening way or a sexual way.
Like, how would it be sexual, a knife?
You've never had a knife held to your neck?
Maybe if I... You do love Army Hammer a little bit too much.
Weird, man. Yeah, it's freaky. There's someone in this warehouse with a knife.
Did he always have eyeliner on as well? I don't remember him having green eyeliner. No,
there's someone putting green eyeliner on.
Oh, no, they're back.
They're back. Weekends, guys. They make you feel things like this.
Frenchie had a bender on the weekend, I think.
It wasn't a bender, no.
Tell us about it.
Okay, guys. So, on the weekend, my missus went up the coast. So, obviously, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Oh, that's what they say.
The mice started playing in the form of alcoholism.
What was your drink of choice? Just beer?
So, we had a few drinks on the Friday. And we went, for you on the fucking brews. That was lovely time. And then I didn't want to go as hard on the Saturday because I'm an old man. I can't do two nights in a row without paying for it for the rest of my life.
Yep.
Saturday night rolls around. We play some golf. We go to a pub. Having some casual beers at the pub. Me and my old housemate. It's Robbo's birthday. Mm-hmm. A few of the fun souls are there. A few friends. Casual beers. It's all we're having. At the tables near us, there's a booking for Andrew or someone. 35 packs, which means people, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
They're having their good times. They're having beers. And one of them comes over to us. He goes, hey, boys, how'd you feel about some free alcohol? We're like, okay.
It's always a good feeling.
I think we would feel good about that.
He goes, delicious.
So we're on a bucks. We're on a bucks and they didn't fucking let the buck in. And we got a bar tab and they're not refunding it for us.
Wow.
So I'm not sure if they did just $3,000 on the bar or if they had to pay a certain amount and then they got free sort of base spirits that until 10. They said it runs out at 10. So I think it might have been the latter.
Mm.
So they go, because they're being such fucking dogs, we want to spend all the money we can here because they're not giving us our fucking money back.
Oh, jeez.
So here's some wristbands, boys. Slip them on and just show them and you get free drinks.
That's lit.
That is lit.
That is so good.
It is good. Slight problem was we were obviously paying for drinks for a good 2 hours.
Yeah,
it
would have been nice if they let you know.
All the other boys got away with it except for me.
What do you mean?
What I mean is that they're all brown-headed men dressed nicely. Mm. I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm a tall, mulleted blonde man. Not looking like a Bucks day who's been at the races. They're all in suits. Right. So I'm like, yeah, I put it on the thing. First bartender knew me. He's like, oh, Frenchie.
But why if it's their bartender?
That's what I said. So anyway, there's this English manager we called Karen. She was a fucking Karen. She comes over and goes, where'd you get that wristband from? Points to me. I go, oh, the boys gave it to me. They go, why didn't you have it before? I go, because I lost it and then I found it again. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, shut up.
She goes, you're not a part of their Bucks. I'm like, yeah, we are. We're best friends. Prove we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Prove we're not.
Sounds like a... what pub is this?
Aurora. I'll name and shame.
Where the fuck is that?
It's like near Strawberry Hills.
Gross. Fuck them. Bad attitudes.
Then they kicked out my friend Chris. Chris King Kelly, who was never gone drunk a day in his life.
I think he has. I used to go around that place and he'd be like cross-eyed.
He was a bit cross-eyed. Yeah. And so we had to leave. But anyway, so that I got drunk on the second night and now I'm paying for it with my life.
It's hard.
Tell me about your weekend.
So,
Shout out to that Bucks, by the way. Thank you for the free drinks.
That's
nice. It was lovely.
That's nice. I like that. Apart from the bar stuff.
Oh, she was just being a fucking cunt.
Just get over it. Who cares? It's not your money. It's the fucking pub owners.
Mm.
Unless you own the pub, but I doubt it.
Exactly. You're still getting fucking paid the same rate.
Exactly.
Why do people do this, Tom?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to do more acting shit, as I said, the American accent. So I did this. I booked into this course months ago, but I didn't really think about it. It's based...
And this course, we should say, it's not a requirement for his pedophilia. It's a different course.
No, yeah, acting based. not my pastimes.
Pedophiles are nominous.
Anonymous, yeah.
Go on.
But yeah, it started at 8 in the morning, which was rough because some of the people were based in the States.
Yo, that is hard to act at 8 in the morning.
Oh, it was rough. And it's also just a Saturday. That's a sleeping day at
least. No, that is not. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a bad start. And these courses are always difficult because it relies heavily on who's in your group. Because that can make and break anything. It's like a job. If your colleagues are shit, you're going to have a bad time no matter what the job is. And fuck, man, this is day one of the course. And there's this guy in the group. And it's just instantly bad vibes.
Like, Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom.
Okay.
So this is all through Zoom.
Yep.
you can all see each other. You got to keep your cameras on. Yep. And this one guy's kind of like chilling back, like not paying attention, thinking he's real hot. Like he was kind of like, pulling like faces at the camera, like, like fuck boy eyes. I was like, oh, this guy looks like he sucks. And he like, you could tell he lived with his mum as well because she'd keep coming in and doing laundry and like bringing him food and stuff. But he was still sitting there like, he was wearing like a tank top and kind of flexing and shit. Like it was bad vibes. I was like, oh, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I've been wrong on first impressions before.
Yeah.
But one thing he said, I was like, this guy kind of sucks. And he was like talking, when other people were talking, he muted his microphone. He was just having a conversation with his mum when we're like talking about
it. Oh, wouldn't even listen and stuff. Fucking that. I was like, oh,
it was so arrogant. And then he goes, oh, yeah, I did a TikTok the other day and like my manager called me and like my mum and like all my friends and stuff. And they were like, you got to take that down. I was like, why? I'm just being me. I'm just being who I am. And we were like, what was it? He's like I was talking about China, but like I was just being real. I was like, bro, it was definitely racist. Are you serious? Like everyone you know in your life tells you to take it down.
What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I
tried to look it up. That was one thing. I was like, okay. And then he went on this rant about how he's a stripper.
Okay.
So he mentioned stripper and then he brushed over and kept talking. I was like, sorry, did you say stripper?
Mm.
And he went on like a 20-minute conversation where no one was asking him anything about stripping, and he was like such a fuckwit. He was like I never wanted to be an actor. I always wanted to be a model.
Oh my goodness.
And he's like, but I wasn't tall enough. I was like,
oh my goodness.
And then he was like, I love stripping. Like I go and watch the girls to learn how to be like a better male stripper. It's like one of our training things. And like they'll take me in the back room for a lap dance, and I'll say to them, they think I'm a cunt because I'm like. And he said, like, cunt and stuff. And there's, like, a child. There was, like, someone who was, like, probably 14, 15. Everyone else was older. And I was like, bro. And then he was like, yeah, I'll just be like, I'm not paying for this. Like, you can dance on me if you want, but I work in this industry. I'm not paying.
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, this guy's the pits.
This guy is the worst.
And then he...
I'm not paying because I work in this industry. Wow. And like he would if that works, I'll be doing that.
He literally... You'd think if you work in the industry, you'd respect the art or whatever. Yeah, and you pay them. But anyway, I messaged like the chick running it because the main chick was like doing... you can do like one-on-ones in groups. You can like go to a different room. I messaged like the other chick and I was like, this guy, ... because he was the biggest flog. Like I couldn't believe it that she wasn't stopping him. And then she stopped him and I was like, he was literally talking for 30 minutes.
Eventually, why'd she take so long to stop him?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. How old is he?
I don't know. He must be like...
Was he a bit hot? Can we go through his TikToks?
We can go through his Insta, but we can't say who it is.
Okay.
You'll get a vibe for him. Okay, I think he removed his TikTok because I tried to find it.
Give me a look. What part of Australia is he from?
I think he was living in Sydney, actually.
Oh, so you might run into him.
Yeah, maybe.
You might become best friends.
I don't think so.
He's really worn on you, hasn't he, Tom? Oh, fuck, you've been thinking gone. About him a lot.
It's gone. Just wait. I looked him up, so you're thinking of... Oh, there we go. Don't say his name.
Okay. Wow. Flogging. Wow. He's done his eyebrows nicely. Long hair. Yeah, loves I can himself, see definitely hey. Wants to be a yeah. male model.
And he just loves himself. Hey.
He's got the same pose, in same facial expression in every picture.
That's who's sitting in the Zoom. I was like, oh,
it's a classic Zoolander pose.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, wow. And he's very short.
Yeah.
Yo, this is your new best friend.
Yeah. I'm going to start a podcast with him.
Why have you liked all these photos?
Yeah. That'd be so funny.
Why have you written under them, DM me, hottie? That's weird.
Don't do anything.
I was going to read what was his bio.
Did you just click follow?
No, I was going to read what was his bio.
Oh, shit.
If there was any good stuff.
No, there's nothing good.
Okay, go on.
That's it.
So how many courses do you have with him?
Oh, there's still like four to go or something.
Yeah, nice. You're going to become best friends.
I don't think so.
And then he's going to go back and listen to all these podcasts.
That'd be funny.
Going, my new best friend, Tom. And then it'll he's going to like hear those, the one about him.
Yeah, it's like, you know, in the rom-coms, like the teen ones where it's like it starts off as a bet. And yeah, then when you
try to fuck a girl for a bet.
Yeah, and then you fall in love.
And it's a bet from you to yourself. You in the mirror. You're going, I bet you can't fuck this girl by prom. And mirrors you going, oh, I bet you can.
My mirror's like, Tom, you're in your 30s now.
My mirror's going, keep going, Frenchie, you're the man.
Don't worry that she's only 17, Frenchie. You can fuck her by pro.
47. Fuck her and her mum.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Not at the same time,
Whoa.
Tom. Tom.
All right.
Tom, if a girl said fuck him and his dad, would you be saying that? No, don't be sexist.
Fuck him and his dad.
Yeah, if there's a girl on this podcast, which we almost had on.
Next week we'll have a girl.
And she was talking to herself in the mirror going, yeah, fuck him and his dad.
Mm.
You wouldn't be going, whoa, you'd be going, yeah, feminism.
Would I?
Yep.
Okay.
Dad dicks, bro.
This episode. Yeah,
we were supposed to have a female guest on here. You might be able to guess who. Meetings came up hopefully next week, but then there's another big dog in town next week too, so we don't know what's going to happen.
No one ever knows.
There's a little teaser for you guys.
All right. Okay. What do we want to talk about next? We've got quite a lot on the
list. We do have a lot to talk to you about.
Do you want to talk about the show you saw and then I watched?
Okay. We talked about this on the podcast, guys, and we found it fucking hilarious. It came out that they were making this show. It was going to get released. We're like, lol, what a piss take. It was, what's it called? I wrote, what's it called again?
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's the Bachelor show, but instead of the woman trying to find a husband, she's trying to find who's going to be the father of her kid.
I think it's called Baby Daddies.
Baby Daddies. Nah. I'll
look it up actually.
Has to impregnate her. That's like she picks the man. And then the winner has to impregnate her. They have to produce an heir to the throne. She gets to pick the gender too.
What?
And yeah, he has to say, well, he has to be able to produce a female or a male based on what she wants.
What?
Yeah, she's got a throne. So anyway.
Labor of love.
Labor of love. So this follows, I think, Maths One Night or whatever. I don't fucking know. It's on the TV. It comes on. Very first episode, I'm like, wait, I'm getting flashbacks going. Deja vu. I'm like, why does this show seem so familiar? Me and Tom have roasted it on the fucking podcast.
So tell us about the first episode.
First episode, all these potential catchers, these
baby
guys,
daddies.
Guys who want to be dads, and they're all fucking hot.
You reckon?
Yeah, like okay. In terms of like, you know how the Bachelor's got a few like fuck boys, like weirdos. These are like
they're more older.
They more predicted successful late 30s single 40s, men.
40s, yeah.
But they're successful. Like got job careers. Wise, so that's why they don't have it. Yeah. Not like they the killed bachelor, all their fucking wives or whatever, like some of that, you know what I mean? So like a lot of them are fucking hot. But then they're doing all the challenges. It's like we guess, they're weird dad-related things.
Yeah, they really commit to the weirdness.
First challenge, so there's whatever, 12 men trying to get a baby with her. First challenge was, it's called the sperm test.
Mm.
So they all had to have their sperm tested for fertility. But the way they did this was they stood out the front of the house. There were 5 portaloos there.
Mm.
Portaloos, the sort you'd find at work sites.
At a festival.
Mm. Only 5.
They should have got more.
They should have. They would wait out the front and then each guy would go in at the same time and do their business. Come out holding it in a jar.
Everyone would clap and shit.
Some of them would high five them afterwards.
Yeah, that was gross. They were high fiving like multiple dudes. They would
fist bump them. And then you can tell how long each guy's like whacking it for. So you don't want to be too quick. You don't want to be too long either. Like you're fucking really enjoying it.
Mm.
Like it's a hard one to pull off. How many minutes you'd want to.
Yeah.
And then there's how much sperm are you going to get? Do you know what I mean? Do you want a lot of sperm? Does she want to be like. Because you don't know if she wants. Likes it or not, you know what I mean?
Does she
want enough
loads.
For a good swallow? Exactly, a good swallow. Do you want to put a little bit of water in there too? Or does she more like, oh, I hope there's not too much? You don't know.
Yeah, true.
Hot and steamy, fresh out the oven.
Yeah, that was a weird.
It was so funny.
Like imagine having to go in like knowing the dude just came in that room but as well. It was kind of weird.
And they're all in the boilers next to you whacking it. So you can just hear this.
Everyone's watching. Everyone's watching. She's watching. The host is the lady from Sex and the City, so you've got her watching.
Her watching, and like, I think they give him a peephole for like.
Oh right! I wonder what material they gave him.
Magazine.
They gave him like a Bunnings catalog. They're like, we want you to be able to come to this if you're a dad.
Well, maybe it was like a test. Okay, that's what they should have done. All these different stimulus in there. There's a hidden camera. They've seen what they pick. One stimulus is the soon-to-be mama.
Mm-hmm.
Just a picture of her baggy t-shirt, sweatpants. what she's going to be wearing most of the relationship. Nice. You know what I mean? Something a bit gross, but a bit hot. Like, oh,
bit of vomit on it.
Yeah, a bit of baby vomit. Yeah, because she's going to be a mum. She's going to be a mum. Will you still be horny over that that mum bod? That mum bod. That's one stimulus. Another stimulus, nuns. There's a convent down the road. You didn't know that. There's a convent down the road, so you didn't want him to drive past to get horny.
True.
Another stimulus, just porn, general porn.
Yeah, basic.
Yeah, basic. There's some knives in there. There's some branding, some bit of Arnie Hammer shit. There's every category of porn, okay? Another stimulus, mirror.
A mirror.
Yeah, if he just whacks off over himself.
Okay.
And so then they get to be a test, you know, what sort of...
Like, you can't love someone else until you love yourself.
Exactly.
And I think that's the moral of the show.
That was the moral.
I'll tell you what would be great. I was just thinking when we were talking about that, how ridiculous that scenario of the game show is. They should do a game show, exact same kind of vibe, but everyone's in on it except for one guy.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's
so classy. They're just peer pressuring him. It's called peer pressure. Mm. And they're all... like doing the challenge, going along with it, but they're not really doing it. They're just seeing if that guy does it.
They did that back in the day. It was like the same time they all first started coming out. It was one dude's name. It was kind of, what was it called? And they just fucked with one dude the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's still a good idea. Don't get me wrong. Mm. Very good idea. But the reason we want to talk about reality show, Married at First Sight is back. Do we care?
I haven't watched any of it. I don't mind that show, but... It used to be like one episode a week. Now it's like fucking every night.
It's four.
It's too many.
It's four. It's a lot.
I don't have that kind of commitment. Like, I'd prefer to get married at first sight than actually fucking watch it.
Oh,
it's less commitment. Oh, you have to see them less.
Yeah, definitely, bro. I only try to watch things that the general public are watching because as a comedian, you kind of need to know what's hot.
Have you watched any? What's going on with it?
Yeah, I've watched a few nights. Just like, it's just classic because... The experts who pair them based on compatibility, they compare them based on who they think will hate the most.
The best drama. It's like wife swap where they're like, she's a racist, he's black, and they swap families.
And they make them marry, yeah. It's essentially just wife swap. There's one dude legitimately looks like Dan Andrews.
Oh, nice.
He was on last night. Fucking Dan Andrews to a T. He's a fucking weird cunt. There's another dude who So he's like a radio announcer.
Oh.
You can tell from minute one that he was not attracted to who was walking down the aisle.
Oh, was this the... I saw a clip of a dude like being like kind of roasted her to her.
Yeah, that would be it. He thinks he's being nice because he's being honest.
Oh, it was bad.
He's going, oh yeah, I'm going to be honest with you when you first came down the aisle. I thought not my type, which is fine. It's good to be honest. But then I thought, you know what? Not ugly. That's what he said.
Yeah, wasn't he like, not ugly. I normally like tits. And
not
like-
ugly. He said not ugly.
Oh, yay,
yay. Yay, yay is right.
Like, you can't come back from that. Like, even
I don't think he wants to.
Yeah. Well, but, you're married now.
But the worst part is the girl they gave him is one who's like got a crazy fear of rejection, blah, blah, blah. Never dated, blah, blah, blah. It was very mean. And they gave him to a little fuckboy radio boy. You know what I mean?
Radio sucks.
Oh, bro. So funny. But yeah, that's a classic one. That's going to blow up. And then there's a few intense characters.
Mm.
There's this one bitch who's like, the guy rocks up at the wedding, just looking at her like, oh, you're very pretty, whatever. He's at the wedding. She's like, I couldn't stand him. He just kept looking at me like I was a piece of meat. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Fucking got a problem with everything. She won't even like kiss him or nothing.
Eesh.
Yeah, I know. It's great band.
It's good. It's perfect drama show. Oh, they've done well.
But I do get sucked into reality TV. Yeah. It's all trash. Good. It's all great. Yeah, it's good for stimulating conversation because you feel better about your own life going,
look at these idiots.
Look at these idiots.
Yeah.
Look at these idiots.
Look, they have the problems we have when I say you're not ugly.
But I don't think anyone said that to me. You're not ugly.
All right.
Do you remember, have you ever been complimented about your looks?
Yeah.
What do they say?
They go, you've got a big head.
You've got it going on with that head, little pumpkin boy. They go,
that head couldn't be smaller.
That head would be prime bigger in Halloween.
Yeah, they go, you look like a pumpkin. I go, fuck yeah, that's a beautiful vegetable.
I find it's weird because in Australia, You're not allowed to give too many compliments or it's weird. We're just in that society. Mm. If you go up to her and you're like, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, she'll be like, away from me.
Yeah, creep. She'll blow a rape whistle for
She'll blow a rape whistle. Mm. Whereas if you go up to her and go, you know what? Not ugly. You are not ugly. She'll be like intrigued. She'll be like, oh, a little bit of negging there. It's called negging.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Oh, you like negging.
Do I?
You do. No, but I'm just saying, it's like, I think in our society, we're not very good at giving compliments.
No. It's pretty awkward.
Like, because like Brazilians, okay, my friend was Brazilian. All he does is like shower girls with compliments when he's trying to get laid. Mm. He would like shower.
Have you ever given a girl a compliment?
I used to. Mm. I used to.
Mm. What was the last nice thing you said to your girlfriend?
To my girlfriend. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, she was, because she went away and then she came back. I was like, it's good to have you back. You. And then we high-fived, bro down, mm-hmm. did a little thumb wrestle and okay. Went our separate ways.
I don't know. I think you're in the friend zone.
I am the friend zone, bitch.
All right, let's move on. Okay. Last week, we introduced you to our new team member,
Social Sam media Davis. Sam, that's what we call him. And, Social Sam, the meme king.
He's been fucking crushing it on our socials. He sent us some stats and our Instagram had gone up 8,000% in reach.
I'm not sure what it was before. I think it was minus 7,000. So. Well,
it's unbelievable either way.
No, he's cooking. He's going great. And so we started the adventures of Dr. Tom last week. Mm-hmm. Which is where he photoshops Tom as a doctor onto the most inappropriate picture he can find. And it's a top 10 countdown. And we're up to number 5. So take it through us. What is the number 5 adventure of Dr. Tom?
Number 5. It's tagged as Treasure Island. That's the location. We've got Dr. Tom in a waiting room with a young Xander wearing a face mask.
Yep.
The intern Xander.
Yep.
He's tagged Eggy Boy.
Yep.
I'm tagged as Dr. Nowzaradan, who is actually, I know who that is, and that's the guy who runs 600 Pound Life, the show on TLC. He's like the weirdest character in the world.
Is he a plastic surgeon?
He's a gastric surgeon. So
he, does like, he makes do their big stomachs, fake tits?
No, he makes their stomachs small.
Because I saw another one straight after Maths. Okay, I watched a bit of Maths last week.
Oh, Botched, you watched.
Yeah, and that Botched chick had mad good, fake titties. And she actually used to put a reverse vacuum cleaner on them and fill them up every day.
From the nip?
Yeah, so she had holes in her titties.
Wow.
And she would fill them up every day to get them to the pressure they want. Like kind of with air, but not just air. Something
and
else.
And at the end of the day, after a long day of working, she'd let them down.
She doesn't let them down. No.
Oh, she doesn't.
They go down like naturally, like a balloon. Right. You know how balloons slowly
like an air mattress when you're sleeping on one, you wake up and you're fucking on the ground.
Legitimately, yeah. She has a hole in her boobie so she can fill them up with more
shit.
That's
crazy.
It's fucking crazy.
That shows good value as well. And then Xander's also tagged poached eggs, fried egg, scrambled egg, and eggs on toast.
Okay, because he's allergic to eggs.
He's allergic to eggs. Number 5 of... Okay, in 2019, Dr. Tom found his greatest treasure, an egg boy. A small human-like figure which can be easily sedated using only eggs. And the best part, egg boys are never aging. Scientists still aren't sure if egg boys have conscious thought or feelings, but we never know because they cannot speak into microphones. Because we always have an issue.
Okay, yeah, that's very...
And it says, hashtag egg, hashtag doctors without borders, hashtag mask, hashtag Tom's better.
Okay, let's see number 4. Okay, what's number 4? Top 10 adventures.
Describe the picture first.
It's Tom on a Japanese van. There's a young child in it. Of course there is. He's about to run down a starfish. He's on a desert island. In 2003, while on holidays to Queensland, Dr. Tom helped a young hitchhiker. No, we're not reading this
you
one.
You have to.
You read it.
No, you started
That's
it.
Fucked. That is fucked. Oh, no.
Who is it? Oh, no. We're going to read it. We got to
read it. You can read it then. I don't want to read it.
I didn't write it. We're just reading news. Dr. Tom helped a young hitchhiker. News speculated a boy was missing when a bus failed to pick him up on the Sunshine Coast. detectives conducted an 8-year investigation sparking national interest into the disappearance. But what investigators failed to realize is that Daniel Morcombe did get on the bus, just
that's
the wrong
fucked,
one.
Bro. That's
so I don't really
fucked.
Know that story. So he's a missing kid from Queensland.
Yeah, he's Australia's Maddie McCann, essentially.
Right.
So it's funny when it happens to Maddie McCann, other people. It's not funny when it happens
to
Australia.
It's too close. Oh, so you're picking and choosing what you're
all
offended
the time.
By.
I do all the time.
Here you go. You're going to read this one?
Yes. Number 3, top 10 adventures of Dr. Tom. It's Tom, Jeffrey Epstein, Maxwell Ghislaine, and then Bindi Irwin's heads popped onto someone. What in the fuck is this? Not a lot of information surrounds this picture. What is known as Dr. Thomas picture with Bindi Irwin, Anthony Bourdain, and Glenn Maxwell on Epstein's Island following the death of Bindi's father in 2006. We're not going to speculate that Dr. Tom set up a trip to North Queensland and programmed any stingrays. But we're getting daddy issue vibes in his pictures. This is fucked.
No shit.
Oh, the number 2 is Matty McCann. There you go.
Yeah, of course.
He's got a theme.
He's doing all of it.
Do we have to read all of it?
Yes.
It's just a long segment, bro.
You're going to be okay, Frenchie.
Well, I'm just thinking of our listeners.
No, you're not. You're checking out because you got offended. You're being the problem. Number 2, top 10 adventures of Dr. Tom.
I'm
from
sweating.
Her Portuguese hotel room, Madeleine McCann went missing in 2007 while her parents dined in a restaurant next door.
It's all very similar, okay?
We do not... Frenchie, you're killing me. All right, we're not doing it because Frenchie's being a little baby.
Number 1, we'll save till next week. No, I was just sick of the stories. I was like, okay, I get it. Tom kidnaps a kid.
Well, there's nothing better than listening to someone who's checked out tell a story, Frenchie. It's really entertaining podcasting.
You're
well
telling
done.
The story, so it's... No, but how podcasts work...
Is it's... Energy is contagious, Frenchie, and you've got really bad energy right now. And
I told
is...
you I'm stressed.
Well,
do your fucking yawning countdown
again. I'm stressed most
again.
Of the week.
Well, and why is Monday the day you're not stressed?
Well, I'm just...
Before we move on to our news of the day... we do have some good Matt's chats, by the way. I was going to tell you about the book I read yesterday because I was proud of myself for reading a book. No, last week where we didn't get to it. Ben Folds, have you heard of him?
Yes.
He's a musician.
He was relevant 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, baby. And that's why they bring out a book. It's never when they're relevant.
Is it a new
it's
book?
Always when it's fairly new, a couple of years old. So my old man told me to read it. He goes, you're in the entertainment field. It'll be interesting for you. He plays the song Rock in the Suburbs, if you hadn't heard it. Ben Folds 5, he had a band. There was only 3 of them. It was very clever. Anyway, I've got 2 highlights from the book. You going to like it, Tom?
Mm.
Okay. No, it's interesting.
Yeah, I better have Ghislaine Maxwell in it. I am not involved.
It's interesting. Okay. You've heard of Ben Folds 5, his band?
I've already said yes, I have.
Okay. They split up. He went to do solo stuff. His first CD has to hit. He's still got the record labels with him. They're like, we got one's album for you. Hopefully you're good. Maybe it's just your band. We don't know. He drops that album on the worst date possible.
9/11.
Yes.
Really?
Swear.
Wow.
Swear.
Why?
He didn't know what was going to happen.
Oh, right. I thought it was like on the anniversary of 9/11. No. Fuck, this is how relevant this book is.
Okay, you'll pay me back because I didn't get into your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's actually interesting. People are going to be like, fuck, that's unlucky. Because it's all set up to go September 11, 2001, was it? Yeah, 2001. Boom. He's released it. Fucking going well in the morning. Planes crashing in the World Trade Center. Oof. People aren't as keen about a little piano album anymore, are they?
Depends what the hits were.
Oh, there was Plane Flying. There was one called Jump.
Was that the album that had Brick?
Yeah.
That was like one of his big
that
songs.
Was Ben Folds 5, I think.
Oh, was it?
That's about a teenage abortion. Did you know that?
I thought it was about 9/11.
No, it's not.
So did they have to re-release or did they just suck it up?
It's about... No, so they sucked it up and he played a show that night. They're like, everyone cancelled their shows. He's like, no, people need the music. I'm like, maybe wait a day, but he just kept fucking going. But yeah, so the album eventually got good. Maybe Brick was from that album actually. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it was actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because like there was a lot of parallels between Brick and 9/11, weren't there?
There was a few.
I'll play it. We'll see if there's any.
No.
So coming out.
Oh, did you not connect again?
Again. Last time I connected, you disconnected.
Only coming out of your phone.
Yeah, I know that. All right. Another segment you've ruined.
I didn't ruin it. You didn't connect.
It was meant to be connected.
Connect. Okay, but yeah, I'll tell the other story while you're connecting. The other story isn't as interesting, but it's kind of like... So I like reading autobiographies because I like knowing how people became things. Obviously, I think it's an interesting genre of books. The other one was just a story about this song. And it's about what happened at a party when he was 18. Someone took acid, one of his friends. One of his friends took acid, climbed a tree, didn't come down until the morning, and then was a born-again Christian.
Wow. Bro, I swear that happens a lot. That's why I'd never do it.
I've never taken acid if you're going to have to convert to Christianity.
Bro, we had a mate in high school, a similar story. Like, they were like best friends all through schooling, like primary school, high school, and then towards the end of high school, they did acid.
Mm.
And then he just like went recluse and never talked to anyone again.
Yeah, it's a dangerous drug. You want to do properly if you're going to do it. I don't do hallucinogens. No way.
You only do crack.
I don't have the brain for that. Yeah, I'm too...
You only do crack. That's Frenchie's rule. Once you go crack, you never go back.
You never go back. That's what we say. Did you connect up?
We know we can't do it.
We'll start stop then.
Okay. All right, we're back. We disconnected and we're back.
We're back. Okay.
Finally.
Don't worry. The energy's back, guys. Tom stopped the recording. Slap me up. So what's this song again?
This is the one he released on 9/11.
On 9/11.
It had weird parallels. 6 a.m. day before 9/11.
Six a.m. on 9/11. I got into a plane. I'm an Arab man. And I have a butter knife with me.
Flying fast.
I don't think we can do it.
We can do it.
We start again.
Wait for the chorus. At least we know where the chorus was.
I think we've...
This is a good remix. I like it. Yeah. Yeah. Or do we turn it into a rap song? You go.
I'm not sure I can do it. I can't think of the chorus. You wanted it to keep going, but you weren't ready.
I was waiting for the chorus.
Yeah. The chorus was happening. We were in the chorus, I think, French.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a great hit. Ben Folds on 9/11. So would you recommend the book? What's it called?
No, it was really cool. If you're actually into any sort of entertainment industry or if you're creative, you 100% should read it because it's got really, really interesting stuff about his sort of process and the way he's creative. He's been divorced 4 times.
Wow.
It's funny. He sort of glosses over that he's a piece of shit husband, but that's okay. But he's a very good creative, very good songs, very good writer. And he was like, tried to make piano like rock. Like cool.
Mm.
Like
it was interesting. Cool. He was cool.
He was a very interesting guy. I've seen him live actually, so that's why.
When did you see him live?
Oh, I don't know. My old man got tickets. They used to love him. So let's go and see Ben Folds. It's a cool one that you guys will like.
I'm hip.
I'm more listening to Limp Bizkit, Dad.
Oh.
Get me some Fred Durst, maybe. Yeah. I'll go see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Do you know Limp Bizkit lyrics?
I do.
Everything is fucked. Kids these days, you guys will never know Limp Bizkit, the lyricist that was Fred Durst. I don't think there was a better lyricist.
Mm. Apart from R. Kelly, but he couldn't read or write.
Yeah.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
Shout out to one of our Patreons. We like to shout them out once in a while.
Patreon shout out.
Head to www.patreon.com/TomandFrenchie. Join our army.
Growing stronger, ready coup. For the coup. Yeah, the army's a good call.
Coup.
Because we had it Tom and Frenchie's children, but I like army.
Maybe coup. I feel like
no, but coup's what you do is when you overthrow the government, so we need the army ready. Or I guess we need civilians ready to take up arms. Militia. Join our militia.
Yeah, that sounds more badass.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Shout out to Tia.
Yeah.
Shout out for being an independent woman and getting your own place.
Yeah, good on you, girl.
All the women independent.
Throw your hands on me. Pay the bond and pay the rent and clean the kitchen quickly. You clean the whole place? I didn't just mean to say kitchen, so clean the whole place.
Tia's been a long-time fan and supporter, so she's an absolute legend.
She's been at our live shows, at the Christmas parties.
Yeah, she's a legend. If you see her around, give her a fist bump.
She's got her own place. That's a good, big deal.
Do you remember when you first moved out of home?
Yes.
You went into a share house?
North Wollongong share house with the fucking boys.
How'd you find moving out the first time?
Oh, it was fucking sick. Like, that's what people... I can't understand why people would live, at home. So, because it's nowhere near as much fun. Like, mum was a cool room, mate. Don't get me wrong. Mm. She'll get on the gin sometimes, but...
It makes sense from a money standpoint to stay at home.
Yeah, I know, I get that.
But from a fun and living your life, I think you need to move out.
Well, our first place was with three other lads. It was me, my best mate, Scotty T, another good mate, a Spanish friend, Ricky, and then a French-Canadian dude. He was Australian-Spanish. He was like from El Salvador. And then a French-Canadian dude.
Excuse me?
That was his French name. I said it in French. Yeah. And then we were stoked because we found this place, North Wollongong, a couple streets from the beach, house, really cheap because it was a demo house. They said, you got 6 months in it, boys, then we're going to bulldoze it, make apartments. And we're like, sick.
That's sick.
Fucking do what we want, cunt.
Did you wake up and just kyle the walls, just punch holes everywhere?
Scotty would punch walls.
Really?
Literally, as soon as he had a few rums, a few red bears, anything, he'll just punch the fucking bears. Walls.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Bro, a couple boys are because he's a builder, so he knows where in the walls to punch. A couple boys would come around on a sesh, they'd punch the studs and stuff. Idiots.
Ouch.
One time they had the chainsaw out, they're putting their initials in it. Bro, it was fucking
that
hilarious.
That sounds so dangerous, but fun.
But what was even funnier is so we trashed the fucking cunt. We had kick-ons every time. No, not every time, but most. It was one of the kick-ons' house. Yep. We'd have a bunch of random people in. We're just there was one time someone got cheap bread. So it was 10 loaves of bread. So we'll just hand them out to people at the party. Everyone had a drink and bread. It was fucking weird.
That's actually quite responsible.
It was annoying to clean up, but it was annoying. It was like fucking rats. We had a rat.
Oh, shit.
We had a few rats, actually.
Yeah, when I was living on campus, we had a rat plague in Canberra. It was an actual plague.
Yeah.
There was one of the boys opened the bottom drawer, pulled it out. There was 100 mice under there. It was more of a mouse plague, actually.
Oh, that is fucked up.
But it was fucked.
100 mice are too many.
And then one of my housemates ripped off a chair leg, and it was a plastic chair leg, pretty solid. And he drew a dick on it. It was his dick stick. And he'd run around killing mice with it. But it was so brutal. It was funny at first, but then it was actually just brutal. He'd smash, a mouse would run across. He'd lunge at it and smash, and his guts would spray everywhere and shit. He was a monster.
Mice are on those borderline animal spectrum where they're creepy as fuck, but they're also cute.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with them. Do you know what I mean? You're sometimes, if you get him in the right light, he's a fucking creepy one, but there's also cute ones.
Yeah. When there's 100 of them, though,
Stuart Little's why do you want to hang out with the kid so much, you fucking creep? He's a fucking creepy mouse, man.
Yeah. I heard rumors that he was actually really old.
You know how it's usually spiders versus snakes? I think I would rather hang out with snakes than mice.
Thoughts? You reckon?
Yeah.
Snakes are pretty scary,
snakes.
Man.
I think I like them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they remind you of big dicks.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's route one comedy, bro. You're better than that.
No, I'm
You're
not.
You're better than that.
No, did you hear my 9/11 brick before?
Oh, yeah. Two cancelable things this podcast. That's great. Mm-hmm. So what I was going to say is, so we thought it was a demo house. They told us it was a demo house. Blah, blah, blah. We're fucking it up. I move out at 6 months. I go up to Sydney to do stuff. But the boys stay on for an extra 4 months because the guy's like, it's not ready for apartments, blah, blah, blah. So they're staying there. Then they're like, oh, P.S., we're not knocking it down anymore. Yo, oh, so no. We're going to come check it. Hope it's good if you want your bond back.
So that's a stitch up.
It was a stitch up because they fixed it all up, blah, 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 plastered the walls, blah, blah, all this sort of shit. They knocked it down anyway. They knew they were going to. Oh, they're just trying to get some extra up. Bond money. Bro, landlords are fucking...
They're so
they're
snaky,
fucking
bro.
Scammy cunts, man.
Real estate agents in the rental
they are
space
scammy
are scammy.
Cunts. 100%,
they're like,
bro.
Oh, you didn't clean the fucking light fixtures. That's $1,200. You're like, what, cunt? That shit was filthy when I moved in. Whenever you move into a place, it's fucking filthy. But whenever you move out, it has to be pristine.
Yeah, 100%.
It's fucking bullshit.
100%.
Dodgy bastards.
So the first place you moved into was on campus?
On campus, yeah. So that was... Well, technically, I lived with my cousins before that, and then I went to Europe, and then on campus.
Yeah.
But yeah, campus was fucking the best time, man. So good. And then after that, I lived with a mate on Boobiella Street, which was the best street name.
Boobiella.
We called it the Boob Manor.
The Boob Manor.
Yeah, we had some good parties.
You know your place is good if you got a nickname for it. You know what I mean?
It's one of the highlights.
The Boob Manor.
The Boob Manor.
That sounds like a 80s American sitcom, like Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah, like that's what they would call their place.
Yeah, I'm that old.
Come back to the Boob Manor.
Come back to the Boob
Manor. Fuck off,
Stifler. I watched a good movie this week.
Hit me, Tom.
Promising Young Women. Woman. Which sounds
just
shit.
One or just two?
It sounds like what's that? Little Women. It sounds like Little Women.
It sounds
depressing.
Honestly, okay, don't tell me the plot. I'm gonna guess a few plots. You tell me which one it is.
Yep.
Okay. I'm thinking ghettos.
It just involved in.
It's in the ghettos. There's one young black woman who's really good at poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, becomes a slam poet.
Okay, that's one option.
Old English time.
Okay.
Like a Jane Austen one?
Yep.
Okay. One woman, she's quite a promising young woman,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to become a tree.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a bit of like a mind sort of, so it's sort of like a
you can do whatever
mental
you
illness
do.
Type thing. Oh, no, it's about mental illness.
Okay, yep.
Okay, next one set in Australia. It might be an Australian film.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it's about that chick who sailed around the world.
Oh, yeah, what was her
remember
name?
Remember her name? Yeah, Jessica Sailor.
Yep, Jessica
Sailor.
Sailor, yep.
Okay, that's another option.
Okay.
Fourth option, cartoon.
Wow.
Cartoon.
Yep.
Yep. And it's set in space.
Cool.
Yep. This chick wants to be a fighter pilot. Yep. So the fighter pilot ad says, we're looking for promising young men to be fighter pilots.
Oh,
she goes and writes a W-O in front of it. Goes, I'm not a man, I'm a promising young kinda woman. Like, and everyone just goes, and then all the other women in the class are like, yo, there's already a women's class. Like, there's men's ones a bit short. That's why they asked for them.
Yep.
It's like, this is not a big deal anymore. And she's like, oh, yeah,
this
fuck.
Is the future. We're
this
in
the
space.
Future. Everyone's
yeah,
equal.
We've overcome that.
Yeah. We're against aliens now. You
and then she's like, what
there's
do I
no
do
gender,
now?
There's no gender discriminant. Yeah. She goes, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And she's got to figure out how to be a promising young woman still.
Without...
And she becomes a prostitute for aliens. No, but she's the first prostitute for aliens and she solves the war by prostitution.
Fuck yeah.
Because they just wanted to get laid.
Because they know
that's
that.
That's why they started a war.
Yeah, earthling pussy's the best.
It is.
We learned a lot. That's what we learned a lot during that.
Earth pussy is the fucking sweetest.
It was weird because Morgan Freeman actually played all the aliens, which was weird. Strange casting.
Yeah, and he did that role for free.
Yeah. So
what's it about?
Do you want to know what it was actually about?
Yeah, why not?
So it starts off with a chick who is going to clubs, pretending to be blackout drunk.
Mm.
So creepy dudes will come and try and pick her up.
Okay.
And like be creeps, like carry her back to their place.
Okay.
It's based on your life.
Based on what? Based on what?
Your life.
Okay. No. I'm fairly certain I would be the one blackout drunk, so that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
No, but so...
Is this a real plot?
This is the real plot.
Okay, and then she kills him.
It alludes to that, but she's more teaching them a lesson. Like, she'll sober up and fucking confront them and stuff. But it looks like she's killing them at the start.
I like that. And I'd like that as a Facebook series, but go on.
Facebook series? Yeah. You're really taking it back to shitter.
No, 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 but like they do it in real life.
Oh,
so
right.
So just like some bad bitch and so like they got her friends filming and it's they're Niamh. Like, oh no, look, I'm so fucking... Yeah, yeah,
Niamh, but it's female Niamh.
It's
Wig.
Gotta be all female Wig. Characters. And then... Yeah, and then, okay, so she's out at the pub,
mm-hmm.
got her friends filming. So I'm so hammered. I'm definitely in no condition to have sex. Creeps come.
Frenchie rocks up.
No, it's not
this
me.
This is a collab for my channel.
Creeps come.
Yeah, Frenchie.
Okay, let's go. She goes, let's go back to mine because we can control it there. They keep filming. She's like, I'm so drunk. I cannot consensually have sex. Do you still want to do it? He goes, yes.
Do you still want to do it? That's kind of an offer.
No, it's an offer saying, I don't want to because I'm too drunk, but if you, oh, I'm passed out or whatever, yeah, she passes
yeah, yeah,
out.
Yeah,
okay?
That makes more sense.
He goes, oh, I'm just a creep and this is a promising young woman.
Kevin Hart comes out.
Everyone comes out. So first, to catch a predator guy.
Yep. He's like, take a seat.
Take a seat. Yep. Kevin Hart comes out going, got you. And
gotcha.
Then Paulie
D. Paulie he D. had one of those shows, Ashton Kutcher.
Then I think,
punked.
We get a cage fighter.
Yep, Chuck Liddell.
And just punches him till his dick falls off.
Wow.
No, you don't get your dick anymore if you're going to try to sleep with an unconscious like woman.
So he just punches the dick?
Just punches the dick.
Wow, that would be prank.
And the mouth, because the mouth was what got him into that
but
situation
dick first
too.
So he can taste his dick.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
I like that show.
Hmm.
I think that'll go viral. Okay. That'd be a good TikTok series too.
You're really taking this great film and taking it to TikTok level.
Go on.
So you're going backwards.
What else happens in the film?
This is what you're doing with your career as well. Instead of focusing on movies, you're taking it back. You're like, maybe that could be a Snapchat series.
Yes, what else happens with this film?
So I don't want to give it away too much, but basically that's where it sets it up. And then we start learning about why she's doing this in the backstory. And it's really fucking good. And Bo Burnham's in it. One of the comedians we really like.
He's really good.
He's the love interest. He's very charismatic.
He's a very clever dude, yeah. Bo Burnham.
So
he spells Bo weird, but it always gets
B-O.
Me. Yeah. Bo.
Bo.
Should be Bo.
Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham.
But yeah, that's my film recommendation.
There you go, guys. So go see Promising Young Woman.
TikTok.
Go on to RedTube, type in Promising Young Woman, see what comes up.
Yeah, stuck in a washing machine.
I don't think I... Oh, I did watch a film, actually.
Oh.
I won't even tell you. It's a Netflix movie with Charlize Theron.
Charlize.
She's a part... She's like one of the Charmander evolutions.
Yeah, Charmander,
Charmeleon, Charlize, then Charizard.
Okay.
So she's just below Charizard. Mm-hmm. So Charlize Theron. And I can't remember what it's called. You don't need to know what it's called.
Okay.
So they're mercenaries. That's how you pronounce it.
Excuse me.
It's a hard C.
Is that people who wear merkins?
They are mercenaries.
Yep.
And this sets up with him fine. It's the movie, so don't worry. You're not really ruining anything. She leads a band of mercenaries. I'm going to keep saying it like that to annoy you.
No. Yep.
Band of mercenaries who go and sort of try to do good things where mercenaries are needed.
African countries.
But they're invincible.
Okay.
They can't be killed, so they can get shot and die, and then the bullets pop out of them and they come back to life.
That's
it's as stupid as it sounds.
Wow.
It is a
so
lot.
So they're like
it
working for the UN kind of vibe.
Yeah, but back in the day they worked for the Civil War and they worked for the Egyptian pyramids and all this sort of shit.
Oh, no.
No, but they're not working for the UN now. They're like contracts. They're like, we heard you do good work. There's been like some African children who are kidnapped. You need to go in and save them. And she's like, oh, God, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm too old for this shit.
Anyone else good in it?
There's a dude who looks like Mo Salah. He's a Liverpool soccer player,
right.
Football player.
I had no idea. I thought that was a dish.
Oh, there's a... Fuck, what's his name? There's a black guy who kind of looks like Lawrence Fishburne, but it's not him. He's a really good actor.
Morgan Freeman plays the aliens
it's
again.
Not him. Fuck, who else is in it? No, it doesn't matter. It's shit.
So you
it's
don't
like
recommend?
It's a classic Netflix movie. Yeah. It's just shit. You're like, why are your movies so fucking bad, Netflix? Is it some sort of strategy we don't know about?
I think the problem is sometimes shit movies do really well.
Adam
and then Sandler. It's like, yeah. Then it's like, where's the bar?
King Adam. King Adam. Do you want to do some of the news stories or some Matt's chats?
Let's do some Matt's chats.
Matt's chats. Okay, so Matt's fucking got some fucking weird ones this week, guys. That's my brother. Hey, this is Matt on the Real Frenchie and this is Mental Chits. Fuck, where are they? I swear I brought, put them in.
Oh, no.
No, shut up. Oh, shut up.
No.
Shut up. This is, oh, no, it's because I searched in something. Here they are. Got them. Okay, TB, your initials combined are a disease. I don't fucking... Okay. Fuck, which one do you want to do first? We'll do this one. Best concept yet? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Context, as you miss so often, Ben can't do an Australian accent, but I've seen him impersonate people's girlfriends before. Can't do an American accent, sorry.
Ah, people's girlfriends. It definitely wouldn't be your own girlfriend.
That's what
it?
He says. Ben has a mysterious American girlfriend. So he has to impersonate his mysterious American girlfriend. Tom impersonates Tonya. The concept is you have a conversation where you impersonate each of your girlfriends and talk about things your boyfriends do that annoys you.
Okay. My girlfriend's got quite a high-pitched voice.
You do what you do. I know exactly what my girlfriend sounds like.
Hey, Frenchie's girlfriend.
Hey, Tom's girlfriend. How are you going? Have you been hanging out with your boyfriend, Tom, lately?
Yeah, we live together.
Does he do things that annoys you?
Yeah, absolutely. He's grumpy.
I hate that. My boyfriend... King Frenchie, that's what I call him. Ooh. Big Dung French McGee, I call him that. He's not that grumpy, but his...
He is today.
He's not grumpy near me because he's the best boyfriend and he's just... He's got a weapon. Have you ever seen like a samurai sword that just... It can slay. It's not a sword. God. It's a cock.
Does he ever say nice things to you?
Oh, no. Oh, definitely not. But I know he means them because he's Australian. They just don't say that. It's what he tells me. He says Australians don't say anything to do with...
Are there a lot of cultural differences because he's Australian and you're American?
Oh, there are a lot. So the other day... we were walking together and he saw his friends coming and he pushed me into a bush. Because he said in Australia, it's something about I don't get my visa if I annoy him in front of his friends.
I believe that story. Oh, yeah, I was wondering why she got out of the bushes the other day when I saw her. She had leaves in her hair.
I'm just joking. I don't push my girlfriend into a bush, guys. Okay?
Okay, that was a good one. I think we'll move on.
That was nice. Well done, Matt. That was a big success.
That was good.
For bonus points, Tom can do a reaction video where Tonya watches it. There wasn't much about Tonya, so I don't think she needs to.
No.
Merch idea, warning Stein. Beware of the pedo.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if I want those around.
If you make good stickers this time, people can stick them on their friends / neighbors / people they don't like store.
Yeah, that'd be great. A fucking wanted poster of me around town. I'd love that.
Okay, Matt has a dad life story of the week because we want to include dads into it. None of us are dads yet. My brother is. His child, Oscar, had gastro but seemed like he was getting better, so he started eating heaps. He then took him to a cafe. He vomited on the chairs, tables, and floor, took out a 3x3 meter area. That is a fucking big kid spew. Good on you, Oscar. I made a token attempt to clean them, smoke bomb when the girl went to get a mop.
That is so dog.
Can I go back? Was one of my regulars.
Definitely not.
I think you can, Matt. I think you tell us why not. Tell us why
they're
not.
They're going to spit in your food. Imagine if you had to clean up this chunky vomit and you saw the guy running away from the crime scene.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I know.
Spitting it.
Okay.
Unless he's happy with spit.
You're saying you're going to spit in a baby's pubes. Food. In a three-year-old.
I'd spit in Matt's
4 food. 4-year-old. 3 or 4 years.
In Matt's food. The adult.
So I'll tell you why you can go back. Okay. So my brother is engaged to a woman from Singapore. So this is a half Asian baby.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying here?
So you're saying it's
but
a
hate
crime.
But it looks full Asian.
Mm.
Okay. So I think if they're at a cafe and they're going to go up to him and go, hey, you really shouldn't have come back. Your baby, spewed here yesterday, last week, and you just ran away. He's going to say, how do you know it's my baby? Are you saying all Asian babies look the same?
That's good.
Don't be fucking racist. And then he's got to start speaking in Chinese or something. He doesn't know it.
That'd be good, though.
I think he could wing it. I think he could probably get away with that.
Yeah, I like that.
Do we want to do this one, Tom? I already know. I'll read you the title and we decide if we want it.
I'm going to say yes.
Matt's consent stand-up.
Okay. I've already said yes, but I regret it.
No, I know. Do you want to read it?
No, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, it's fucking... So, guys, okay, this is perfect. So, what do we say? My older brother always pitches me stand-up ideas. And sometimes there's, like, diamonds in the rough. If you kind of think what he means to say, it could be good. Sometimes there's not. But I want to say, if you've ever pitched a stand-up idea to someone who's a comedian, 99% of the time, it's fucking shit, okay?
True.
Just so you know.
True.
And this is one of those times where it's not. He's nailed it. I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Let's hear it. Don't pre-read. Just read out.
Now, you're asking yourself, why is consent important? No one's asking that, Matt.
It is important.
The statistics show if you're sleeping with an attractive white woman and you're an ethnic... Or weird-looking white guy, you look like a potential rapist.
What?
Straight away, he's throwing out, why is consent important? Throwing out ethnicities from nowhere.
That sounds
and
racist.
The R word. And the big R word.
Mm.
The statistics also show if you're a normal looking white guy, you're more likely to be a rapist. I'm looking around and pretty much every guy in the room either looks like a rapist or is actually a potential rapist.
So did he write that when he was at family dinner?
Fuck off. No. He didn't. Now, notice I said for ethnic guys, you need to be sleeping with an attractive white woman. The people who have taken this to the next level are the Swedish. I did not think it was going there.
Sweden. We've crossed continents.
Now, Sweden have three. Now, Sweden have three definitions of rape. This is actually true. Gosh. Oh, he's ringing me right now. I'm going to talk to him. Oi, Matt, we're reading your idea on air right now. Okay, I'm going to put you on speaker. Wait 1 second. You're on speaker. We're reading your consent stand-up right now.
I'll wave yourself at that.
Is there anything you want to explain? We've just got to the three definitions of rape, and thank you for bringing this into the podcast. It's lovely.
Well, I think people have a right to be informed.
I think you're right. He's right. See, this is why it's good to get him on. Anything else you want to say? Because you know in Sweden they have three definitions of rape, violent rape, regular rape, and unlawful coercion. Did you know that?
I found it out recently, in fact.
And Australia, we call this... as George Pell calls it, vanilla rape.
You're wrong. That's actually the second...
That's the regular rape. Okay. And in Australia, you've written, we call this getting assigned.
Assange. Julian Assange. Shit.
Well, I'm glad you're here to explain it. It looks like assigned.
Yeah, well, most people know how to pronounce his name. I wasn't aware you were in the minority that doesn't.
So great definition so far. When are the jokes coming?
Which ones?
Well, you said it's a stand-up, Matt's consent stand-up, so...
What was the opener?
how every guy in the room looks like a rapist.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're going to keep reading this, Matt.
No, actually, the joke is further down.
Okay, we're going
to... Have you got to the bit about blow-up dolls yet?
Not yet, but I'm ready to lol. I'm ready to lol.
There you go. That bit is... it's good. It makes you think.
Okay. All jeezy breezy. I got to go. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, love you. No. Well, he didn't say it back. That's rude.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, so getting Julian Assange, because why would I not think that means that? I think it's supposed to be a joke.
No, he. That's what he was getting called back for. There's some
means you can be in the heat of the moment afterwards. The girl has the opportunity to say, "I can send her the first bit, not the second bit." I know this sounds bad, but hold your judgment and let me act that out for you.
Oh, so this is where you on stage.
Thrusting. I'm going to come. Don't come. Bend over and use Swedish accent.
Oh, wow. Do it.
Act out coming an awkward aftermath. Now and then, a few months later in court. Technically, is that really rape or is it premature ejaculation? Yo, this is like I get what he's trying to say here in a way, but not really. Do you get it?
I don't get it at all.
It's Matt, the thing with like obviously this whole topic is you got to be fairly careful because it's a pretty horrific.
Speaking of,
thing, but there can be good jokes about it if you do it right. It's just as someone who's never done stand up before, it's a hard one to get around. If you're lucky to pull a Swede, first get written consent, finish as quickly as possible before they change their mind. Smoke bomb after giving a false name.
Jesus. All sounds a bit creepy.
It sounds a little bit creepy. Where's the love doll bit? Something about a wonky soldier. That's a good. Just fuck Swedish guys. I don't fucking know. Bro, this is a lot.
That's a lot. There's a lot of writing.
Now, if you get a sex doll, it seems safer, but can they give consent? Fuck, Matt. Okay, we're going to move on. We are going to move on. That's Matt's chat. That is. Pretty. That's peak Matt's chat.
Instead of that, just watch Promising Young Woman.
Promising Young Woman.
Because it's actually a lot
about
that. That's
very related. Yeah.
And it covers it in a very good way.
So I think what Matt's trying to say is that there's some gray areas in this.
That's what he's trying to say. He didn't quite nail it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I think he could do it on Kill Tony.
Maybe.
So yeah, just don't have sex with someone without consent.
If Kill Tony comes back to
probably
Australia,
didn't need to say that.
Matt to do it.
Matt's got to do Kill Tony. Or Justin. Justin will do it.
That'd be fine.
Justin would do it 100%.
We should next time.
Okay, let's go just do the stories.
Yep.
Okay, yo, did you see Lady Gaga's dogs got stolen?
Yeah, so I saw something about that. Like her dog walker got fucking shot and the dogs got
fucking
stolen.
Shot.
There must have been some hot dogs.
Motherfucking
hot dog.
You think it was hot? They were hot
dogs. They were like, that is a hot dog.
Or were they really talented dogs?
Lassie?
So, what I'm saying, you know how like birds can imitate someone if they start singing? And they're like, Polly wants a cracker. That's
one of those dogs that can skateboard?
We might have been, no, but they're Lady Gaga's dogs. They might have been like singing a next hit.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm trying to say here?
I didn't, but now I do.
What was your favorite Lady Gaga song?
Poker Face. No.
Poker Face. Yeah,
what's
it's
the other
Poker
one?
Face. It's about annoying your girlfriend. You just poke her face until she snaps and bites it off. But what's crazy about the dog walking story, this guy got fucking shot up. This guy shot like 3 times, didn't he?
I don't know.
People only cared about the dogs. They're like, get her a dog's back.
That's so
no
crazy.
One cared about him.
Is it because it was her dogs or are they just stealing dogs around town?
I don't think there's that much money in random dogs. I think they were stealing hers ransom.
Right.
Ransom.
Because a lot of people, right? So there are a lot of cute dogs that get stolen, but they're not getting stolen because they're cute dogs. What happens is they steal them and take them to dog fights because they want to see like the cute dogs get ripped up by fucking
That's not
Rottweilers.
Real, is it?
100%.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up, bro. That's why they steal like cute dogs.
So you're saying you should only ever own an ugly dog?
Yeah.
But okay. What I was going to say is that's a smart move, stealing dogs for ransoming.
Because
A, they're easier to get than kids.
They're not going to identify you.
B, you pay more for your dog back than your kid if it's going through like the terrible twos or something.
True.
Mm.
Dogs can only see in black and white. So it's harder to identify suspects.
Do you think they had the dog down at the station? Like, who took you, Lassie?
They had like a pen in its hand. It's like, tell us, this kind of nose.
Yeah, that's funny.
Here's a good story that's kind of related to the dog fighting thing.
Hear me.
Man killed by his own rooster during a legal cockfight in southern India. You know how they have the fucking... They put the like knives on their legs. That's how they fight cockfights. They have like sharp razor blades.
Yeah, it's hectic.
And then, it's fucked up. Like it's really fucked up. And the chicken was trying to escape, but it went through him to get out.
Oh, are you sure it was trying to escape? Or did the other chicken not show up? And the man's like, I'll give you a fight. Give the that people what they want.
Send in Sanjeev.
Send in Sanjeev.
And he's just fucking throwing haymakers at the chicken. But the chicken fucked him up.
He's fucking crushing eggs like to fuck with him. Mind games. It's like, you want this egg chicken? Crush. Crush.
He starts throwing herbs and spices at the chicken.
Oh, KFC.
Yeah. It starts throwing curry back at him. It's a whole thing.
That's literally the only fights I want to see would be an animal versus a human.
That's cool.
That is always all. That's all. That's what keeps me up at night.
Animals.
I'm thinking about animals versus humans.
Do you want to watch this lady get fall over? It's pretty funny. I'll show you the video.
Yeah, but it's a podcast, Tom. This isn't a...
Nah, the audio is good.
Stream.
So this is Denise Drysdale. She's like an Aussie comedian or a host.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one. But anyway, she's on that shit show you talked about, Holy Moly. The one that's ridiculous.
Fuck, I hate that show.
Yeah, it's shit.
Oh, she falls over on the show.
So, she gets
this.
Electrocuted as one of the punishments for...
And she's dead.
For missing... Yeah,
that
she's
is
dead.
Funny.
No, so what happened was she got electrocuted and then she tried to be funny and like chase the guy down.
Oh, sick.
But she ate shit.
Okay, I gotta
and
see
she, and she broke something.
Putt is about to shock Denise Ding Dong Drysdale
this
for failing
sick.
To sink her ball.
No! She had to go to hospital.
Ouch!
Oh, being that got her attention.
Mm-hmm. You bastard!
And she hunts down the thing that electrocuted her. Some gopher.
She looks like a Denise, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Give us your hand.
She looks like everyone's mum.
Punishment now.
Put your hand in here. Give us your little furry hand.
Did Denise not know what she signed up for?
Give us your little furry hand.
Oh, my shoulder. What happened?
Okay,
did she just fall on her shoulder?
Oh, that hurt like hell. Oh, God.
I love how much French you loved her.
Are coming in.
Oh, that is instant karma. That is so funny.
Yeah, she
fucking broke her hip. The cheeky bitch. What's she doing?
She was trying to chase. Running falls are so funny.
Running
when you're running, but you're tripping,
running,
you keep running
forward,
into the ground.
Fall straight into
so
it.
So good.
Ah!
Never watched that show, but that was a great clip.
Oh, send me that video. I'll put it up people can see it. That is fucking classic. Oh, that is good.
Good shit. How long have we been going?
That's my favorite people falling over is old people.
Oh. It's value.
Yeah. Old people first, kids second.
Unless they die, then it gets a bit sad. Or?
No, it's funny still because they're old.
If you hear like a, oh, that was the wrong one.
Funny? Yeah. Then you're laughing. Then you're laughing. I don't know. We can stop it if you want.
I think we've done enough.
Okay. Any 5-star reviews?
I don't know. Are there?
Guys, keep sharing this. We are fucking, I don't know if you've heard, but we have been fucking cooking lately. You did hear. We brought it up.
Yeah, follow us on socials at Tom and Frenchy, on Instagram, on Facebook. They're going off, brah.
Oh, obviously, I announced my tour. I don't say obviously.
Yeah.
I did announce my tour.
Tell
two
us
of my
dates.
Fucking Melbourne shows have sold out already. Sucking,
yeah.
Killing it.
When's
Let's
that?
Fucking go. I don't know how to find reviews anymore. I've lost it.
When's
Sydney's next Thursday, Friday, 12th and 13th. Friday only has 40 tickets left. So if you want to come, Tom's going to open.
We're
both going to fucking crush the cunt. Gold Coast the week after and then Melbourne. So I'm doing a smaller room in Melbourne. So all those shows are going to sell out. Don't even know if I do extra ones. There's talk I could, but like I just want people to be like, you should have got tickets earlier. I'm hot. I'm in demand now.
Hot, 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 hot.
Yeah, I'm like.
Long time listener, first time reviewer. Hey boys, was just listening to the app where you guys talk about Shrek and was wondering if you've seen the original design for Shrek before they changed it to what he is now. No, I haven't. Let's look that up. Original Shrek design.
Okay, this is good.
I've never Here heard of it. Oh my fucking God. Are you fucking kidding me?
That is sick. I think he looks better.
Why does he look a bit more like you? He's like lankier.
He's a bit taller, a bit more inbred.
Yeah, I much prefer.
He's kind of like a not enough sort of oxygen at birth Shrek.
Yeah.
How do I say that? Tasmanian Shrek? How do I say that? Do you
He's
know
like
saying?
Less fun looking.
He's more like going to haunt your dreams.
Yeah.
He's got really long fingers.
Oh, that's terrifying. The live Shrek. Looking
oh,
Shrek the musical Shrek is terrifying.
Shrek is life.
All right. Well, that was scarring. Thank you. Mm. You funny cunts. Hey, boys, been a while since I left a review and thought, why not? Your potty is amazing and has helped me through some tough times. Thank you so much for all the laughs and amazingly funny moments and for continually putting out content to make people laugh. You guys are some of the of my favorite YouTubers and comedians. Also, Frenchie, I was at the beach and got bored, so I slugged. I sent you the video on Insta.
Sick, cunt.
P.S. Batsu should make a return.
Oh, he should.
Love, Hugo Holt.
He should.
There we go.
He should.
Maybe that, next week.
Thank you for that review.
We'll tease it.
I like it when people say you're some of our favorite YouTubers. Yeah. Because at least they're being honest.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect to be number one.
No.
I just want to be in the top few. The video pops up like, I'm going to check that one.
Bear reviews the potty. Hey guys, absolutely loving the potty. I started not too long ago and from the very first episode, and I'm currently on number 62. That's a pretty good effort.
Mm.
Putting you guys on when I travel for 4 hours to work every fortnight. Too long to travel.
Yeah.
Dropping a review to see if it gets mentioned on a future episode when I finally get up to date. Keep up the great content, you Aussie legends. P.S. Frenchie, when are you touring the sunny coast next? Definitely need to see a live show.
Gold Coast is close enough, brava. Next 2 weeks away.
Shit. But he won't see this in the next
No, he won't. He'll be like, see the day
Oh,
after.
This one says, I threw the glass at Frenchie. Great podcast. More talking about trending topics. Improv needs some work.
What?
Songs aren't the best.
What?
Get the Racker Lads back on. Best episode today.
Wait, songs aren't the best, but then get the Racker Lads on. All we did on the Racker one was songs.
True.
You know what? We're going to take that. We're going to take that advice to heart. Guys, and to end this episode, we're going to do a song. Yep. It's Lady Gaga.
Yep.
It's Lady. She wrote a song about her dogs. We're going to go out on that. It's going to be a slow fade out for when it stops popping. So okay. Probably about 15 minutes long. Don't ever tell us to not do something because that's all we're going to do.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks. Improv isn't the best. What is that? Do you understand how hard improv is? That we're doing it every week. Ruff, 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 ruff.
Damn, that's good.
Ruff, 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 ruff. 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 Ruff.
Ruff.
Ruff.
Okay. I want your fur and I want your snout.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
I want your collar without a doubt. Ruff, I want ruff, that ruff. Snout. Snout, ruff, snout, ruff. Snout. I want that snout.
Ruff. Ruff. I want your dog and I want it now. I'll shoot your dog walker into the ground. Bang, bang. 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 Die, cunt. Die, motherfucker.
I want your poodle, want that dog onto my leash. I want that dog and I want some relief. I want that dog.
I don't know how this fucking tune goes anymore.
Oh, this is the big breakdown.
All right,
let's try that.
What song is it? Poker Face.
We missed the hook. Damn it.
Okay, maybe he's right.
Maybe he's right.
Maybe he's right.
At the end of the day, okay. This is a live podcast. We don't edit, so you get what you pay for and you don't pay much.
At the end of the day, Lady Gaga's not a lady. She's a queen.
Ooh.
Go, Gaga. We're Gaganauts.
See you next week, my little monsters.
See you next week, Gaganauts.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.